Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Jason and Laura Lapp in D.C., I just wanted to spend a couple of moments, if you will, on the Minnesota Vikings. Again, I know these games don't mean as much right now, and many of you are rooting for the Commanders to lose, and many of you are rooting for Jaden Daniels not to come back and get injured again. Many of you are hoping that Jaden Daniels comes back so you have something to get excited about, whichever way you are, right? The league mandates that the Commanders, whether they're good, not good, and they're not good, whether they're eliminated, not eliminated, whatever the case might be, that you got to play these games, right? And if you're going to play a game, and if you're going to put your body on the line, you might as well try and win it, right? Which is how coaches and players operate. They don't think like we think, draft picks, better off losing, all that stuff. So while we don't have the same level of anticipation for these games because they don't mean as much, you know, we still have to kind of, like, they have to manufacture a desire to go out and win these games and to put their body on the line and to work and this, that, practice hard, all that. Well, we don't get to control any of that. And we certainly don't get to control health. But what we can look at is, hey, man, the Minnesota Vikings are terrible on offense, but we know they have some weapons. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. And when you're already down your two top corners, and yes, your defense has played better the last 2 weeks, but it's not perfect by any means, and you're still struggling a little bit to stop the run, and certainly Justin Jefferson is certainly capable of hurting you and hurting you big time. And if it's not him, it could be Jordan Addison. And yes, J.J. McCarthy is coming back, blah, 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 blah. But then you also look and say, no matter how the quarterback is, and no matter that Terry McLaurin is back, and maybe Noah Brown's going to be back, certainly pointing in the right direction. You look at the defense that the Commanders are going to have to go against. And the Minnesota Vikings defense is aggressive, is really good, is very capable of making this just a disaster. Now, for those of you that are going to say, hey, man, they scored 26 points against the Denver Broncos, so why should we fear anybody? Good question. Good point. Not every game is the same. Not every atmosphere is the same. They did a good job against the Denver Broncos. You're right. They did. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to replicate that. That doesn't mean that every game is going to be that way. You know that. You know that. So we point out facts and say, yeah, going to be another difficult challenge, whether Jaden is at quarterback or whether Mariota is. Mariota. Excuse me. Once again, against this Vikings defense. Now, where am I getting at? The Vikings, passing yardage-wise, fifth in the NFL in terms of total passing yards against. 2,041 passing yards against. That's fifth in the NFL. Did you know who was number one? I did not know this. The Buffalo Bills have allowed less than 2,000 passing yards. The Buffalo Bills. Now, they've allowed a lot more rushing yards, so that's part of that. But the Buffalo Bills have allowed less than 2,000 passing yards through 12 games. Pretty interesting. In terms of just some other metrics that I wanted to bring up, like the Vikings blitz a lot more than everyone else, right? And here's where they're at in, and we did some of these numbers last week, but just wanted to update the numbers now that we have another game of evidence. So they played 12 games, including last Sunday in Seattle. They blitzed 168 times. The second most in the NFL, because that's the most, is the Atlanta Falcons at 156, followed by the Steelers, Buccaneers, Broncos. So just for instance, the Broncos, the team that the Commanders just got done playing, have blitzed the fifth most in the NFL, 131 times, or 26.6% of the time. The Vikings blitz 100 or have blitzed 168 times, which is 43.8%. 43.8% of opponents' dropbacks, they blitzed. Now, a lot of that, I don't have the exact breakdown, but a lot of that is just a standard five-man blitz, okay? So I don't go crazy with that. It's the design. It's how many times you blitz six. All sort, what you do with your blitzes, all of that. But you know Brian Flores gets after it. You know he's aggressive. And for them to blitz by 8% more than any other team, you got to say, all right, listen, we're going to be in some trouble here. This could be a long day at the office. Now, what I would say is they've only hurried the opposing quarterback 42 times. The Dallas Cowboys in the same amount of games, the Dallas Cowboys have hurried the quarterback 75 times. The Vikings have only done it 42 times. That's a 10.9% hurry percentage. Again, the Cowboys are almost 16% as a hurry percentage, number one in the NFL. In terms of quarterback knockdowns, which is defined by Pro Football Reference as quarterback hit to the ground after the throw, the Cowboys lead the NFL with 52. The Broncos team they just got done with 49 at number two. The Minnesota Vikings are all the way down at 36. That's middle of the pack. So all of a sudden you start and saying, well, they blitz a lot. But what are they doing in terms of the actual percentage and how much they deliver? Let me give you another one here. The Broncos, as we know, lead the NFL. They led the NFL coming into Sunday night with 49 sacks. Now they have 51 sacks. They continue to lead the NFL. The Browns at 43. They continue to be number two, but again, a sizable deficit from the Minnesota Vikings with all of their pressure, with all of their blitz rate, with all of their blitz percentage, 31 sacks. That's 20 less than the Denver Broncos. In terms of pressure percentage, the Dallas Cowboys lead with just under 33%. The Minnesota Vikings with all of their pressure, the Minnesota Vikings in terms of pressure percentage do have a higher pressure percentage than they do like a sack percentage or a quarterback knockdown, are at 28.4%. So they're not always generating pressure, hits, hurries, what have you, despite blitzing a lot. So what does this tell me? This tells me that there's going to be an opportunity if the Commanders can pick up the blitz, if the Commanders can switch, if the Commanders can communicate and pass off stunts and pass off twists and do the kind of job that they, for the most part, did against Denver, that they're going to be able to move the football in this game. And then it'll come down to whether they can execute in the red zone. And guess what? The Commanders have been pretty good in the red zone. I'll have a number for you on that in just a couple of moments. But first, I want to get out to the phones and get Jason in Laurel here on the show on line one. AMAC, if we can go to Jason and get him aboard. What's up, Jace? How are you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll put him on hold, and we'll see if we can get him back. Let's go to Lap on line two in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on,
Lappy? We got disconnected. Yeah, we got disconnected earlier, man, so I appreciate it not getting me back on, man.
Oh, no problem.
For this team, man, I mean, you know, you have stated the obvious about, you know, with all the fans that be looking for, if Jaden plays, some people don't want to play, some want the picks, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see a competitive, competent team, man. I just want to see them play, man. I would love to see Jaden play. I know we ain't really got much to play for, but I would like to see some of them guys out there, man, compete, man. That's it, man. If we win, lose, or draw, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to ask you, because I know you always – say something to the fans about the Wizards, about us tanking, and you know, this is what we wanted. Because I figured we was going to try to get a good draft pick, but since we didn't get Wimby, man, it's just like, this stuff is rigged, man. The Cooper Flack draft, yeah, is rigged, bro. So
that's the thing. Whether it's rigged or not, and they say they swear up and down, they have all these policies and privacies, you know, because they've been accused of rigging the draft since Patrick Ewing went to the New York Knicks back in 1984. Okay. So here's my thing. In the NFL actually rewards you for sucking, for losing. You get rewarded based on what you are. Now, there's tiebreakers, and there's other teams that suck, too. You got to compete with them. But their strength of schedule, there's this, there's, you know, all these different tiebreakers. But you know, if you win three games in the NFL, you are going to get rewarded for that. You don't know if you win 12 games or 9 games or 15 games or 18 games in the NBA if you're going to be rewarded. You could be the number one most lottery balls and wind up with the 5th overall pick. It happened back-to-back years for the Pistons. You mentioned not getting Wemby. Yeah. That year, they had like the 8th or 9th best odds, and they almost got Wemby. Yeah. They were one digit away. They didn't. The next year, they were one digit away from getting the number one pick again overall, and they got the number two pick in Alex Saar, which is fine. Which, if they can keep Alex Saar healthy, he's their best player. I have no problem with that. But I guess what I'm saying is, you don't get rewarded for sucking in the NBA like you do in the NFL.
Yeah.
You don't get rewarded that way, same way.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they've changed it because you got to be kind of pretty much outside the play-in or just in, you know, just good enough to be in the play-in to kind of get a better odds than having the worst record. But we need to develop our talent, man. We need a coach in here, man. I don't know what this coach is doing. I want these guys to develop. He doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing to put the correct matchups in. And to your point earlier, Riley, man, I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
That boy should play, man.
He is really dynamic.
I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is excellent because I wanted Derek Queen. I wish we could have got him some kind of way and moved up or something. And maybe we get a good draft, you know, coming up, but we need a coach. And I think we should try to get Sam Cassell or Mark Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Get somebody in here, man, that can develop these young players because we do have some talent on this team, man. But it's so bad, man, just seeing it. And all the teams sucking. It's glad that the Caps are doing well, man. So I guess we'll see what happens, Rooster. But keep up the good work, bro.
Hey, thank you.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy B, man.
He's a little bit of a traitor, though, Lap. You know, he's a little bit of a traitor. We'll figure out how to deal with it with his Benedict Arnold ass coming up. We'll figure that out. Appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you what, we'll do a quick break here and then we'll get back. I think we got Jason and Laurel straightened out. We'll get to Mike and Bowie. We'll get to you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. One thing on the Wizards, listen, Brian Keefe obviously is a fill the gap, if you will, stabilizing. The one thing they really do a bad job of is defending the perimeter. Whenever I see them, too many wide open shots. They're pretty good around the rim. They're not bad around the rim. But they are terrible. It's just... it's just hard to explain how bad they are on the perimeter defensively. I don't have numbers. It's just my eyes. And what I hear from people that watch, you know, possession in, possession out. But my God, they are so bad in that area. I'd be stunned if that isn't reality in terms of the statistics. But that's what I see. All right, timeout on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.